I'm Dee Mae Roberts with the Crossing East Music Feature. Guitarist Angelo Pizarro lives in Seattle, Washington. He says to the untrained ear, Filipino guitar can sound much like Spanish flamenco.
It's pretty close because sometimes they think I'm playing flamenco, but I'm just trying to play my Filipino music. Yeah, flamenco is more like... something like... But it's Filipino, it's more melodic, you know.
The Philippines were a Spanish territory from 1565 to 1898. Spanish culture and language became part of the Filipino experience, and many Filipino traditions and words made their way into Spanish culture. Some words remain in Spanish, like bolo, pantalon, and sambaguita.
Sambaguita is the Philippine national flower. They call the song sambaguita, and you'll hear the melody. I'll play a little bit.
Angelo Pizarro's father and brothers taught him to play in a small string group called a rondala in the Filipino style.
I guess that's how I learned that, you know, that sound, where it's like a tremolo picking, like, you know, like that. Yeah. You know, like that. So I kind of like, I like that part, and so I try to keep that as my Filipino root.
In the Harana, a traditional Filipino song style, a man sings to a woman under her window. The Harana was successful if she invited him in, or if she sang along with him.
They played like when they do the Harana, a serenade. That's when a man go and serenade a woman at her home, and it's called My True Love. My father taught me a song called Naranyag Abulan, which means bright moon. Back in the Philippines, I was born in Santa Maria, Ilocosur, south of Manila. You know, it was fun growing up there. There's the plaza. Where they have sometimes the fiesta.
Each Filipino barrio or community has a yearly fiesta in honor of their patron saint. For these parties, barrios find DJs who can play both traditional and modern music. Angelo Pizarro's father was a popular DJ.
That he brought me to every barrios in the town just to do their functions, their special events. Well, growing up in the Philippines, he played the saxophone. He would play music for the dance people that would do the, like folk dancing. He would do it live. And he would, I was amazed at him when he just writes the music just out of his head and then play it back. That thing I cannot do.
There's the Filipino national folk dance. Dancers jump through moving bamboo poles, mimicking the tinkling bird.
Tinikling is the name of that dance. So they would dance like between the sticks and those ones, between the poles. Then that's where they try to not to get their ankles caught.
Today, Angelo fuses Filipino folk with jazz, just the way Spanish and Filipino mix together.
I play those things where I play, and they seem to like it more than when I'm just playing jazz.
Angelo Pizarro's latest CD is Serendipity. Find out more on crossingeast.org. This Crossing East music feature was produced with Sarah Caswell Colbert and is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Dee Mae Roberts.